Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
Excellent. And we are very thrilled today, Ellie, aren't we? Because we've got Millie McIntosh. Hello, Millie.
Hi. Woo-hoo! Thank you. Yay, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me on.
Thanks for coming. Would you like to introduce yourself, Millie?
Wow. I'm not sure what to say. Hi, I'm Millie McIntosh. I am a new mum. I have a 9-month-old baby called Sienna. Yeah, let's chat about babies and mum life.
Well, you're more than just a mother, Millie. You know, people may have seen you on the internet. They may have seen them on their telly. You've done all sorts of exciting things as well as being a mum. But we know when you have a 9-month-old, that feels like it, doesn't it? It's quite an overwhelming experience being a first-time mum, and it does feel like that can be everything. But obviously, you've done fitness, you've done, you know, beauty stuff, you've been in a television show called Made in Chelsea. I'm just blowing smoke up your bum, basically.
No, it's always hard to talk about yourself, though, you know, when someone's like, hey, like, intro yourself. I feel like it's a little bit, it's weird to talk about yourself like that. No, I am not just a mum, but I feel like that has been my kind of main role for the last 9 months. Definitely. Mm.
So 9 months. So you've had your baby in lock. You've got a lockdown baby. How's that been?
Lockdown baby. Pretty weird. Obviously, I don't have anything to compare it to, being my first child. And I mean, in some ways, I think when you have a baby, your life does become a bit locked down anyway, because you have a baby at home more. And it's, you know, you don't have, your freedom is taken away from you a little bit because you're kind of, you know, looking after your little one. So the first lockdown happened when I was heavily pregnant, and then I gave birth on the 1st of May. So I didn't really feel the first lockdown that much, to be honest, because at that stage I really, I had quite bad pelvic pain. I couldn't walk very far. I was really fed up and uncomfortable. I didn't really want to go anywhere anyway or really see anyone. I was pretty grumpy and fed up my last few weeks. So in a way, it actually kind of forced me to slow down and stop and rest towards the end of my pregnancy more than I would have. So that was definitely a bonus. And then, you know, being at home and just having that time to focus on the baby, was definitely something that I've had Hugo around so much more. He would have had 2 weeks paternity leave from his job, and instead I've actually had him, you know, at home helping us for almost a year. So I feel really lucky, and I try to look at the positives. But yeah, it has been tough. But I feel really lucky that I'm not having to homeschool. You know, having a baby in lockdown must be much easier than having to homeschool whilst trying to work. I mean, how old are your kids?
Wait, you mean you're not already doing like algebra with them and teach them to read? Because honestly, Millie, you need to get on that. We were like, they were learning Mandarin by the time they were two, weren't they, Helen, our children?
Absolutely, absolutely. Gymnastics, Russian, the whole thing. Thank you for saying that. Yes, it's very, very hard.
I just can't imagine. I feel that, like, I've gone off lightly, to be honest, just dealing with her being, you know, she's not even talking yet. And how? What are you having? What are you having to teach them?
Oh God!
Oh God!
I was saying this to Ellie last night. I'm actually learning grammar and punctuation.
I know.
Yeah, everything. And like in the mornings, they always do like maths and English, or you know, literacy. And then in the afternoon, it's a bit of woo-woo. So it might be a bit of like art or geography or PE okay. or whatever. So it's not heavy, but it's hard when, you know, the kids are doing homeschooling in their pajamas. And some days I'm just like, it's fine, just do it in bed. But of course they're on Zoom. And like the teacher the other day said to Hugo, my little boy, Hugo, are you in bed? And he sort of just like was lying on this side under a duvet trying to do his literacy. And I thought, maybe I've just let things slide a little bit too much. But yeah, it is, it's full on. So to speak. But Ella, I'm a single mum, so I try and juggle work and children and two kids. But Ellie has a quite a functioning husband, don't you, Ellie?
Yeah, quite functioning, I'd say, is an accurate description. I think you would be quite happy with that. He's quite functioning. So yeah, I'm very lucky as well. But yeah, but I mean, it's interesting because it's like, I know, like, a lot of mums, not in normal circumstances, when you have a baby, we hear from a lot of people, there's quite a lot of pressure to like go to the baby music group and the swimming group and the, you've got to have a play date every day. Are you missing that stuff, or are you quite glad not to have that pressure?
I think a bit of both. I'm quite glad not to have the pressure in some ways. I'm quite a kind of routine queen, and I quite like trying to make her stick to the routine. And when you've got friends with babies of slightly different ages and they want, you know, they'd want to meet up at times that like don't work for you, and you're like, you want to see them, but then, you know, if Sienna doesn't have her nap, she's going to be an absolute nightmare for the last 3 hours of the day and be really grumpy. In some ways it's been good, and we try to make, you know, do some online stuff, and I try to make little music classes at home and come up with kind of ways to keep her stimulated, because they do get bored. For sure. And just, you know, I take her out to the park and we try and go to the swings at the kind of roughly the same time every day. And she sees, you know, some other babies that she's getting more familiar with seeing. And they kind of look at each other on the swings. So I want her to be aware that there are other children out there and she's not the only one. I get sad sometimes that we can't, you know, I can't meet up with other mums and have that kind of, you know, those play dates, but they'll come when it's actually at a more fun age. Because until they're really like one, I don't think they really play together that much. They kind of, they might try and steal each other's toy, but it's not till they actually get a bit bigger that they start kind of having friendships and stuff.
Oh, even at one, to be honest, I mean, it depends on the child, doesn't it? My son Joe, age four, he's still bimbling around, you know, he just thinks he's Batman. He's not really interested in talking to anyone else. He's just going in, he lives in Gotham City in his head. He's not really interested if you're there or not. It's quite nice. But yeah, no, I think they've got to have a social network. Get her a Facebook page now, Millie, I reckon. Get her set up.
Just get her own mobile, her own iPad.
Yeah.
She can do her own Zoom dates. It's fine. Just leave her with an iPad. I mean, the music lessons and the yoga lessons and all that sort of stuff, if you can do those and not have to leave your own house, I reckon win-win. Because I just remember going, oh God, I've got to be at baby yoga at 9:30, and like just getting up and dressed, and then the baby does a poo, and then you need a poo, and then, you know, like all the things.
Trying to leave the house on time is stressful. It's always, you know, trying to get them out the door. Everything happens, you know, like you said, and you're just like, you forget something. You're like, it's difficult. It's the timing's always, it's really hard to be somewhere on time with a baby.
Someone the other day said to me, in the first year of having a child, never use the word should. So don't put any expectations on yourself, and just don't feel like you should do something. Just do what you feel like you need to do. And that, I thought was really good advice. Yeah. She said, 'cause expectations lead to depression. Yeah. I thought, yeah, I mean, in a nutshell, yes. So I have no expectations.
Certainly lead to divorce often, don't they, expectations, Helen?
Yes, expectations do lead to divorce, Ellie. Oh, she laughs maniacally. anyway, sorry, you were saying social media.
I was going to say also just like comparison, I think, is definitely one as well, like feeling like, I should, like that feeling, like you said, I should be doing that, or I'm looking at other people and seeing what they're doing and being like, why is my baby not at that stage and theirs is, or, you know, their baby, why is their baby like talking and mine, you know, saying mama and mine isn't, or, you know, and you can, or eating finger food and, you know, feeding themselves and I'm still doing like everything pureed. But I've just learned that, yeah, just to kind of go with what's right for you and your baby and your journey and not get hung up on that.
Yeah. I don't like the should. And I've noticed, I've learned, I'm 43 now, so I've learned a few things about myself. And I've learned, if I say I should, if I catch myself saying I should do so, I should do that, I should watch that, I should do that exercise, that means I'm never going to do that. I'm never going to do that thing. Yeah. The front part of my brain is making those words coming out of my mouth. The back part of my brain is already decided you're not going to do that. I should do dry January. Not going to do it. I know I'm not going to do it.
I've actually done it this month.
Oh, well done. Well done.
Wow, that's really impressive. I did 6 days. I did January, well, like a week.
That's also impressive.
Is
almost
it?
Week. Yeah.
And, you know, I drink a lot of alcohol-free tequila.
I'm doing moist January. I'm not drinking from Monday until Friday night, right? And I'm not going to lie to you, Millie. Yesterday was Wednesday and I was like, I was feeling really smug and I was all like, oh God, I'm doing so well. I haven't had a drink this week. And then Pete was like, Ellie, it's been 2.5 days. That's like, yeah, okay.
Every day just feels like a Monday, I feel, through lockdown. It just feels
just
like, oh God.
Like, I think with kids, I'm learning, especially like with a baby and a routine, it can really feel like Groundhog Day. And then the fact that you can't go out and do anything outside as well, it's very weird. So yeah, it's tough. How, are you guys feeling okay? Kind of like having ups and downs with it? Are you really over it?
I, as a naturally lazy person, I'm quite enjoying it. And I can't drive. So I should drive, as Ellie knows, because we've been friends for 8 years. I should learn to drive. But actually, I really like living a very simple little, you know, little life. I'm walking across the road to the park and going to Sainsbury's feels like a day out. You know, I'm quite enjoying those.
You go to Sainsbury's. You got delivery fags last night going to Sainsbury's.
Can I show Billy what else I got last night? I got 10 cans of cider.
Very exciting trip out the house. I get very excited if I get to go out and go into a supermarket or a chemist. I'm like, oh, shopping. It's quite sad.
Yeah.
Getting to go to a supermarket on your own, you're like, this is such a treat.
Like, talking of social media, as we were earlier, so you've got over 1 million followers on Instagram, Millie, which you had, I think, before you had a baby, right? You're already, you know, a big deal.
I try not to like think about every time I post, you know, how many people are going to see it, because then it's almost like the pressure of it. You just think, oh, you know, it almost makes you not want to post anything at all. But I've found, definitely since becoming a mum and when I was pregnant, I felt that I wanted to start sharing in a bit more of a kind of open, honest, candid way, more personal things, and not just kind of nice photos, but talk a bit more about how I was feeling, things I was experiencing. And I've found it, you know, I've had a really great response from other mums, and I found it a really amazing platform as a new mum, and just a great way of connecting with other people.
Yeah.
Do you feel pressure yourself ever from the way motherhood is represented online as this kind of quite picturesque sort of graceful, relaxing event?
I don't feel that much pressure to show my life as perfect, because I'm kind of trying to be more honest and share, like, you know, the real things I'm experiencing along my motherhood journey. What I find quite hard is the pressure sometimes to post anything at all when I'm just, you know, it's a weird time, right? We're in lockdown, not really going anywhere. I'm not getting dressed up and doing, you know, I'm just often in my loungewear yet again, or I haven't, you know, I'm in my pajamas still at lunchtime and I haven't, you know, washed my face. And I'm like, I just don't feel particularly Instagrammable. You know, sometimes I'm like,
we just post it anyway.
this is the thing. When we look really shit, we get so many likes. I'm just putting it out there for you, Millie. Like, oh my God, when I look pretty fat and pretty awful, oh my God, they lap it up. That's when I'm at my best, I would say, Ellie. Would you say? I sort of look somewhere between like Boris Johnson and Yeltsin.
Oh my God. Yeah.
People definitely love to see the, you know, when I've shown like a day with Sienna, people, you know, they really like to see the kind of ins and outs of the things that I think aren't really interesting at all. But people do seem to really want to see that. I don't know if you struggle. What I find hard, I think, is the balance of time and the time and energy that that it takes, you know, having an account and having a page and posting, especially when you're doing it a lot yourself. I think that is what I find hard, but as being a mum, and it's just like the balance of the time that I spend using social media, and you know, when I'm with Sienna, I want to try and be focused on her and not just like on my phone in front of her. So that's something I just think is just part of kind of the juggling act I'm finding of parenthood, and something I'm trying to find a good balance with.
I think that's true, and you know, obviously social media is part of your work and who you are, but also, you know, it can't overwhelm you. And Ellie and I have never really made any rules about, because we share one account and we both have our own.
You make
rules.
I'm going to post this often, or you know, I'm going to post today. You're going to post tomorrow. Do you do it like that? Or
no.
But you know, perhaps that's why we've got 150,000 followers and you've got a million, Millie. Perhaps we should be listening to you. We do it organically, and I think we're lucky that we've got two of us, because like Helen's much better at it than me. She feels inspired a lot more often. I don't feel inspired nearly as often, and if I haven't got anything to say or anything funny or interesting, I just sort of don't bother. So thank goodness she's more often got something funny and interesting to say, basically. So yeah, I'm very grateful. What I'm saying is, Millie, you should get someone else to share your Instagram with, and I'd like to put myself forward. I've had enough of Helen. We need a break.
Hi, Helen.
I think, Helen, you picture. I think I would fit lovely on your feed, Millie. I like a blow dry. I've got a lot of, Helen will tell you, I've got a lot of very like nice, you know, white and grey things in my house. I think I'd fit right in. Helen, you go. You pitch.
Well, I mean, everybody needs a fun Australian in their lives. And I would say that I...
Do they?
Should I just let you guys do a takeover for the day? Should I just be like, okay.
Yeah, go on. Yeah. Oh, God. That'll end up in the Daily Mail. But...
What we'll do is, Millie, give us the keys. Give us the keys to your Instagram. We'll both dress up as you and we'll spend the day.
Oh, my God. That doing... would be amazing.
See if anyone notices.
I'd love that.
We'll do some exercise. We'll do some nutrition. How we keep fit. What we like to cook.
Yeah, nutrition, like how to microwave a cup of coffee, that things like that.
I'll give you my recipe for grated cheese pasta. I mean, it's a pretty good thing.
Grated cheese on pasta is one of those delicious, simple things that will just always be good and always be comforting. And there's no way you can make that for your children and not eat it yourself.
I like to grate too much cheese, so I can give myself a little sprinkle.
If you have the bag of grated cheese in the fridge, it's a great snack, I think. Just handful of grated
cheese. Like a packet. Like a packet of crisps. I like to just dip in like it's Doritos.
Delicious.
Very, yes, very nice. So I mean, are you sort of eating healthy in this lockdown, Millie, or are you just reaching for the grated cheese when you should be having a wheatgrass smoothie like the rest of us?
I did actually set myself some kind of intentions to eat a bit better, because I've definitely when I was pregnant and the first few months after Sienna that I was eating, I got really hooked on eating a lot of sugar. I just felt like it wasn't making me feel great. So this lockdown after Christmas, I kind of was like, right, put down the biscuits and just been eating a bit more consciously to try not to eat like refined sugar or bread or booze. So that's been my kind of January thing. But I'm not going to continue that in a really strict way. I think I'm just going to go back to more like enjoying those things on the weekend. And then like, for me, I find it easier to Monday to Friday eat like a bit healthier. And then on the weekend, just kind of eat whatever I feel like. And that involves definitely toast and pastries and pasta and grated cheese.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. Again, I've been doing like Monday to Friday eating healthily. But then it gets to Friday and I'm like, right, kids, KFC and Pizza Hut. And who wants Marmite toast for a starter? And like, I just go mental and just like binge all this amazing food. Like, it's, I don't know how good it, on balance, I'm probably eating about as healthily as I did last year, to be honest.
In the first 2 weeks of having a baby, my first baby, I ate Quality Street, which I know you've got something to do with, Millie. And I remember just having, like, breastfeeding my baby. I'm doing breastfeeding is. I'm doing some hand gestures, Lister. Anyway, I had my baby, one hand on the baby and one hand in the Quality Street. And the baby put on £1 a week.
Well, you were doing something right.
Absolutely. I just want to thank you and your family, basically. Me and my baby loved a quality street. So thank you very much.
I'm so glad. I have to say, when people say, what was the hardest thing about breastfeeding? It was honestly the hunger. I was hungry when I was pregnant. Like, I had a big appetite when I was pregnant. I definitely had some weird cravings. But it was when I was breastfeeding that I was like, I've never been that hungry before. It was like, it's distracting. Like, all the time, I was just like, I'm hungry. Like, always hungry and never satisfied. Was eating a lot of snacks. Just every time I was feeding, Hugo would be like, snack. And when you're feeding, it should be every 2 hours or whatever it is at the beginning.
So for anyone who doesn't know, so was it your great granddad and your great uncle who invented Quality Street, Millie? Is that right?
I believe it was my great 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 grandfather. And his wife, Violet, who came up with the recipe for toffee as we know it.
When you were breastfeeding then, you must have had like an actual skip full of free Quality Street in your lounge, surely. You could just have it like, you know.
People always think that, but it's not owned by my family anymore. But around Christmas, there's always lots of Quality Street around. And we've got lots of the old tins at my parents' house. All the kind of vintage Quality Street tins, which I really love. It's like, it's a lovely bit of heritage.
The man in the funny hat and the lady in the big skirt.
And the big dress. Gosh. And there's one to ride the horse-drawn carriage. And
Why did they get rid of that? I always thought it was a lot classier.
Yes, it felt fancy, Ellie. It felt like it was, yes, exactly. Yeah. What's your favourite Quality Street? And I'm sure you've been asked.
Oh, I was going to ask you.
I bet you've never been asked that before, Millie, have you? You've never been asked that before.
Okay, wait. What's your favourite?
The listeners want, Ellie.
So here's a more interesting question. What's your least favourite Quality Street?
Okay. My least favourite is the orange one.
Oh, my God. I love the orange one. Yes. Why don't you like the orange one? Have you got no taste buds?
I don't like anything with like chocolate orange. I feel like I'm being really judged on my character with this answer. Wow.
We're just assholes, that's all.
I know you're joking.
We are not judging you publicly, Millie. We're not judging you publicly. Okay. We'll save that for later. Yes, what's your favourite? Sorry, Millie.
Toffee penny.
Oh, my children have actually had a physical fight over one of those. Wow. The last one's mine. So that is the favorite in my house as well. So that's the correct answer then.
What's your favorite? Is it the orange one?
I do like the orange. I like a strawberry. I know I'm walking cliche, but I like the strawberry. I like it sweet. And I'm like, if I'm going to go for a Quality Street, I'm going to go for that. Ellie?
I like the purple one. I like the purple one, but yeah. I don't like hazelnuts. So I like to like extract the hazelnut with my tongue. Yeah, sort of suck the juice off and then just flick the hazelnut at my husband's face. Is it? Yeah, I suppose it is. I think, isn't there there's a caramel barrel, isn't there? I could just eat the caramel barrel, but it feels like the purple one's bigger, so you're getting more for your money, I feel like.
It's very interesting. I've just got a vision of you like spitting out the hazelnut.
Yeah, no, you spit it out, then you flick it. Spit and flick.
I was going to say something really disgusting about you working your way around a nut, but no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not. Don't do that, Helen. That's yucky. Anyway.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Anyway, do you know what, Helen? I think it's about time we said thank you to some close personal friends, don't you?
Because it is, of course, Water Wipes, Ellie.
Yay!
Who have got us through parenthood and still today, because I'm a messy, mucky lady.
Millie, you've got a 9-month-old. How many water wipes do you think you're getting through a day on average?
I mean, we've got a pack kind of in every room because she's also having quite a refluxy baby. So, you know, if it's... We've actually seem to be going back through a phase of nappy explosions again at the moment. I don't know if it's just her size or what it is, but sometimes she'll like not go all day or for a whole day, and then the next day it's like an up the back situation, you know. So you get through quite a few when you're dealing with one of them. And it's if Hugo's doing the nappy changes, always he always needs to call me in to help if he's in that kind of situation. Whereas when I'm doing it, he's like, oh, you're fine, you can handle it, and just leaves me to it. And it's properly like an in the bath job. So we've been having quite a few of those situations.
Have you ever cut a baby out of any baby out of a grow and then just put it in the bin? I've done that. It was just too much. It was so gross, and I thought, no, I got these from the supermarket. It's all right. I can.
Sometimes that's just the only option. Water wipes. I've been really fortunate to work with them over the last kind of 9 months, and we've used them on Sienna since she was tiny. But I'm really excited because now they've launched their biodegradable wipes, and that's something I've known about for a while, and it's something that I as a parent, I want to make the best decisions for Sienna and her skin and use products that are really gentle, but it's obviously a massive bonus that it's also now better for the environment.
I know when you're a new mum, there's so much to feel guilty about, like you're making that checklist in your head about going, what is easy for me, but what is good for the environment, what's good for the baby? Like, there's all this, like, there is an enormous pressure to make all these kind of decisions. And you go, right, well, the water wipes, that ticks a nice box. I can feel okay that I can worry about whether my baby's eating pureed quinoa, you know. So there's other things that you will fill your brain with worry anyway. That's a natural kind of thing. But
they are 100% biodegradable. And yes, guess, do you know how long they take to decompose? There's a fun fact for you. Everyone wants to use the word decompose on a podcast. Right? Let's have a quiz. 12, she's got it in one. That's all Millie gets asked these days. All Millie ever gets asked is, what's your favorite quality straight and how long do water wipes take to decompose?
And how much juice is in them? Because I heard that it's just water and juice, isn't it? Is that right?
It's just 99.9% water and a hint of, I believe it's grapefruit extract or grapefruit seed extract.
My kids are 6 and 9, and I still have a pack of water wipes in every room because even though they're not, you know, shitting themselves quite so violently so often. Mind you, watch out for the norovirus. That's what I've got to say to you. I use them all the time for like dry cleaning. I haven't been to a dry cleaners in about 5 years. I mean, you can't go anyway now. But don't need dry cleaners anymore. If you've got water wipes, absolutely fine.
Instead of a shower, some days I'm just too tired and I'm a single mum. I just, you know, quick bits and tits, you know, tits and bits. Pits, all the things. Very refreshing.
The beauty writer Caroline Hiron says, Is it the three Fs? Flights, festivals and fannies. That's it. That's it. Very useful.
Oh, the thought of a music festival. Oh, at some point again soon, I hope we can go to them.
I'll be honest with you, that is not something I am missing. I could live without it, quite frankly. I'd be quite happy, apart from Camp Festival, which is great, because we're working there, so we get to be backstage and things and like have a proper bar and a proper toilet. If I've got that, then I'm happy.
You like a clean loo. What do you say about Glastonbury, Ellie? About you like watching Glastonbury?
It's for scavengers. Oh, my husband invented the phrase. He didn't invent the phrase Schadenfreude, but he invented the phrase Scheitenfreude, which means, yes, to have a shit during Glastonbury weekend, knowing that someone you know is at Glastonbury in a much less comfortable position. Indeed, indeed. Oh, well, there we go. So thank you, Water Wipes, for your support for this podcast. And we've got a competition, Helen, haven't we?
Yes, we've got an exciting competition with Water Wipes, Ellie. People go to our Instagram. If you're listening to this very soon after it goes out, I'm not saying the competition will still be going in 2022, but if you're a keen listener and listening to it, go to our Instagram for details.
Yeah. If you're listening to this in 2129, you know, don't know, humanity might not even exist anymore, in which case you definitely can't win any water wipes. But if you're listening to this like in February 2021, you might be all right.
Yes. That is exactly correct.
Millie, we're so good at this, aren't we? We're so professional. Are you impressed?
I love it. I love how much you make each other laugh, and it's been very refreshing as well. I love talking to mums that keep it real, for sure.
Oh, well, it's been lovely talking to you. What's next for Millie McIntosh? What's your next exciting project?
I mean, I wish I could tell you it was a massive exciting project. At the moment, I feel like I'm living quite like kind of week to week, and just you know, I'm really excited for the next steps with Sienna. She's going to be walking soon. She's going to be talking. I just can't wait to be able to, you know, do more things with friends and family, and hopefully maybe do some like fun adventures in the UK with her.
Well, good luck with the walking and talking, Millie, because, you know, let's be honest, shit's about to get real. Shit is about to get really real. Wow. So good luck with that.
Thank you. Well, crawling already feels like quite, you know, a big change. So, yeah, got to get prepared for the walking and talking, which is going to come next.
Now, just before you go, Millie, at the end, we always have a Scummy Mummy confession.
Yes. So at the moment, my downstairs loo is blocked. And I've told the kids again and again, don't use that toilet. Don't use that toilet. But of course, like I was on a work call yesterday and they just ran into the loo and Matilda said, I'm desperate. I'm desperate. And then she did a poo and made some grunting noises while I was on a work call. And I was like, that shit's not going to flush. I have to smell that from over here. And I've told you not to do that. Gross. Children are vile.
Wow. Vile. I've got this to look forward to.
That sounds like being at Glastonbury. Do you know what you should do, Helen? You should enter our competition that's now on Instagram, but only for like the next few weeks after this podcast goes out, so that you can win a year's supply of water wipes for when the toilet inevitably overflows. There's a life hack for you.
That is a very good life hack. Thank you. I think I might just buy myself a year's supply of water wipes because the shit never ends. Literally.
I feel like the Poonami situation at the moment, it is literally, Hugo's like, you know, I think it was like yesterday or the day before, I kind of thought to myself, because she really, you know, she hasn't gone all day, you know, kind of preempting, like, when is this going to happen? And then you kind of, you know, she hasn't been making any weird faces. So I don't, you know, and actually I lost my sense of smell. I had COVID a few months ago and I still can't smell. So in some ways it's a shame, you know, I can't smell like the lovely smell of like food cooking or my perfume or, you know, that lovely baby smell, but then I also can't smell her shit. So in some ways it's, you know, a blessing when you're, you know, having those nappy situations, but it does mean that, like, you know, there's not that telltale sign when she's gone. So, you know, I felt really bad the other day because she'd obviously been sitting in it for like a while and it was all up her back, but it hadn't like seeped through the clothes and I couldn't smell it. She was she'd been maybe a bit grizzly, but I thought she was just tired. So I took her up for bath time and when I undressed her, it was literally everywhere. It was pretty bad. It was like a, yeah, that's got to go in the bin situation. And then they're like holding her over the bath, and then I turned on the wrong tap, and the cold shower, overhead shower, came on rather than the bath. And then she's crying because it's cold water. And yeah, it was a real disaster.
Oh, Millie, we've all been there. We have all been there. We feel for you, man.
Screaming, yes. Pooey child, not the one. And then poo all over me too. But, you know, it's going to happen.
And again. Yeah, exactly right.
You've always got your water wipes nearby, you'll be okay.
Thank you for sharing that, Millie, and thank you so much for joining us. Normally at this bit we say we're on tour at the moment, but we're not on tour for the foreseeable future, so there's no point saying that, Helen.
No, there's not, but we do have a shop. We have scummymummyshop.com, which we sell T-shirts and hoodies and mugs. And a beach towel that nobody buys. And so that's good.
Where can people follow you, Millie?
So I'm on Instagram at Millie McIntosh.
Excellent. Great.
Have a lovely rest of your day.
You too. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye.
And follow us on social media at Scummy Mummies, and listen to the podcast, other episodes. I mean, this one's obviously the best. But yeah, we're on iTunes and all the things. Oh, I'm so good at this job.
The idea that people will be listening to this podcast and not know that there are other episodes. I'm really enjoying that. That's good. That's strong.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.